I'm Tina Gray. I'm office administrator, director and company secretary here. I've been administrator for 6 years. Before that, I worked for 15 years here as an art tutor, so I knew the place.
So how would you describe the Folk House as a venue in Bristol?
Unique. We are totally self-funding. We're a cooperative. That gives us a lot of freedom. We can put on educationally and musically and, you know, artistically, we can put on exactly what we want. We have 3 terms a year, separate terms, plus a month of summer schools, which are sort of ranged from 1-day workshops to 3-day workshops. Terrific variation in that. Total freedom in what we want to do, actually. We're not dictated to by anybody, so we're all a bit anarchic. That's why we all work here.
And the courses that you run are hugely ranging, like arts and crafts all the way through to fitness and exercise.
Yeah.
How do you manage all that? You must have quite a lot of teaching staff.
Is that we have. I think we've got something like about 80 on our books.
Wow.
They're all self-employed. This term, it does vary.
Right. How does that work? How do you fit all of those classes into one space?
Very careful planning. We have a very good tutor manager who's very organised. We have 6 rooms upstairs and quite a large pottery downstairs under the cafe.
Okay. So it's deceptively small when you first come in.
It's quite a lot upstairs.
And I saw on your website you had the tagline, learning for pleasure. Mm. Why have you chosen that to sort of sum up what the Folk House does?
We haven't actually chosen that. We inherited it because... It started in 1870 on the docks, and it wasn't the Bristol Folk House then. It was started by a Baptist church, and they started it to educate the dockers and try and keep them out of the pubs and teach them to read and write and hopefully stop them beating their wives up, and, you know, the usual way that education starts.
Okay.
And they were successful, so successful that they moved to Deanery Road, College Green, and then we've been here since 1964. And we've been called the Folk House since the 1920s. It's the Bristol Folk House for the folk of Bristol comes into it somewhere. We don't do any accredited courses here at all, and it really is learning for pleasure. It's not learning for exams or learning for a career or all those things come into it as well, but it is learning for pleasure.
Okay. So the courses, they're quite long term. They run over like an academic year, are they?
They run over 3 separate terms. We generally run the same as the school year.
Okay. And other than those courses, are there sort of one-off, like one-day learning things you can
Saturday do? Workshops, and they run throughout the term as well. We've got 66 of those this term. The Saturday workshops are absolutely brilliant because there's all sorts of obscure things that you can just dip into for 5 hours. For about £20 generally, you know, which is excellent.
Yeah.
So if you want a taster of something, it's really good because you can just come along and do something quite obscure like spinning and wool dyeing and astrology and, you know, tarot, whatever, with loads and loads and loads.
Do you get requests in for the courses or do you generally pick them?
It works 2 ways. We get students who ask, are we interested in running or why don't we run certain subjects? But generally it comes from tutors applying or people applying and saying, I'd like to teach this subject. And we use the Saturday workshops as a tester for tutors as well.
Okay.
Because a lot of our tutors aren't academic tutors, they are experienced in their field. I mean, our spinning tutor, she lives on a farm, has sheep, teaches spinning and is very good at it, you know, so, you know, you don't really need an academic qualification for that, but we still try them out and sort of see, you know, do the students like them, do they fit in here, are they going to be able to work with us, we're going to be able to work with them, and generally it works really well. We're an adult education centre and over 16. Terrific age group as well, between 16 and I think our oldest student is in her 90s now.
Wow.
So, yeah, which is good. I think it's good for everyone that.
So as well as all the courses that you run, the Folk House is also a venue for live acoustic music.
Yes.
Is it typically folk music because
No.
it's called the Folk House?
No. It's not folk music at all.
Okay.
Steve Parkhouse runs the music side of things. It's generally local bands. We do have some electric music here, but because of all the residential around, we have to be very careful, so that kind of dictates the acoustic thing. We have festivals, music festivals. We've just had an acoustic music festival. We have a Cajun festival later on in the year. We have a harmonica festival.
And do they take place in different locations, or is it all based
all here?
All right. We're now sitting in the cafe of the Folk House, and at the moment up on the walls is an exhibition called An Improvised Pilgrimage. How often do you have exhibitions here?
Once a month. They're up for a month, usually from the beginning of the month till the end. We're changing tomorrow. And we've got Frances Jennings going up tomorrow. She's a local painter, or she was at the UWE and she's just stayed on in Bristol. Our exhibitions are very varied. We don't charge for exhibitions. We just take 10% of any sales. So,
So what kind of things have you had in the past?
Photography. Obviously lots of painting, we had a wood block exhibition, we've had silk hangings, they were fabulous. Anything that can go on a wall, really. A lot of them use the Folk House, or have come into the Folk House for music or art courses. So.
How does the cafe sort of fit into the Folk House?
The cafe is a separate business. Liz Horton runs the cafe. She's quite a well-known name. The Hortons are quite well-known in Bristol. It's organic.
What kind of thing do they serve?
They do hot food. I mean, they haven't written it up yet, but they change it every day. Fabulous homemade cakes.
Really?
It's all cooked here. Yeah, nothing's brought in.
Lovely.
It's all cooked fresh. You can sit in here and just have a cup of coffee. They always get the papers in every day, so...
I also saw out in your foyer you got plastered with posters and advertising. Are you quite open to supporting other venues and encouraging
I mean, obviously our own stuff comes first as far as advertising, but we get all sorts of posters coming in, and provided it doesn't clash with anything that we've got on, we'll put posters up. Yeah, and also around the corner there's a little area where you can stick up personal stuff for flats or whatever.
Do you get many students, university students, coming down?
We do, actually, although we don't offer student discount because we'd go out of business because we're surrounded by students. We'd like to, but we can't. At the end of the day, we are actually a lot cheaper than a lot of other places.
So for those students who haven't yet discovered the Folk House, what would you say to encourage them to come down?
I'd say come down and have a look. Come and listen to some music. We're very cheap on the music. Come and get a brochure, prospectus, and see what we've got on offer.
And what have you got coming up in the next couple of days?
Tomorrow we've got on Get Active in Your Community, which is quite an interesting one. That's a regular, that's offered regularly. That's if you want to protest about something, if you want to sort something out, if you want to get political, if you want to get funding for something. It's a overall general where to go and who to contact and how to go about it. Watercolour. We've got Tibetan Buddhist Thought, which is a day on meditation, how Buddhism works. Creative writing, wool dyeing, the storeroom on that one, and we've got singing for beginners, or singing for non-singers. That's hilarious. They love it. They're going, I'm not going to be able to do this, I can't sing, and they all come out and go, woo! That's great.
Thank you very much.
Okay.